So good to see you all this morning. We are just getting started on our Sunday morning service of worship, broadcast live from the Harris home. We are doing a family service of worship this morning as we are trying to protect people from the coronavirus pandemic. And so the governor of Colorado has instructed all public gatherings to cease, and so we are doing the best we can. In fact, I spent most of yesterday working on tech tools to try to get the church connected during this time. So please know that we keep you all in our prayers, and we're just getting started. We're doing the best we can with the technology we have available, but hopefully in the days to come that we will work out some of the details on this. And just pay attention. We'll find different ways that we can try and get you connected this week. Hopefully, a lot of you have seen the emails that we've sent out. We're trying to connect by text and email as well as on Facebook Live. And we sent out an email just this past week instructing people on how to log in to worship on Facebook Live. And now you can log in live. I know some different people are watching. I can even see right now people coming online as they're watching this worship service. But and then here's Nikki stumbling into the frame, but we're going to have this worship service together. Nikki and I are going to conduct this service together, and we also have our son Ezekiel that's helping us with music this day. But if you don't get a chance to be here with us live, you know how Facebook Live works. You can come back, and all these are archived, so you can come back and check us out later on or anytime, or connect with us, and then go back to the archives and go get on the website and see more about what's going on in the life of the church. We posted a schedule for this week that includes some times to connect. We had our first group this morning connecting on a service called Zoom, where we had a prayer meeting this morning at 9 o'clock. We'll also have our Tuesday Bible study from noon to 1 o'clock on Zoom. So check out the email and how to log on. Also, a Thursday morning prayer meeting at 9 o'clock. Just some other ways that we can get connected while all of our events and worship and activities are canceled during this coronavirus pandemic. Well, all that being said, please know that you're welcome, and we're looking forward to having this time of worship today from our home. Nikki and I, we talked about different ways we could have a worship service, but we decided that this is leading by example, that we're having worship from our home, and we're all of us here in Denver, we're self-quarantining right now so that we can keep the public health as our first priority. But without further ado, here is Nikki, and she has our opening prayer.
Good morning. For this morning, I'm going to be sharing words from Lynn Ungar, and this will be our prayer. So if you'll join me in prayer. What have you thought of it as the Jews considered the Sabbath, the most sacred of times? Cease from travel. Cease from buying and selling. Give up, just for now, on trying to make the world different than it is. Sing, pray, touch only those to whom you commit your life. Center down, and when your body has become still, reach out with your heart. Know that we are connected in ways that are terrifying and beautiful. You could hardly deny it now. Know that our lives are in one another's hands. Surely that has come clear. Do not reach out your hands. Instead, reach out your heart. Reach out your words. Reach out all the tendrils of compassion that move invisibly where we cannot touch. Promise this world your love, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, so long as we all shall live. For it is in God's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And our first song, we only have a couple of songs in this very simple service. This service should last no more than about 45 minutes this morning. But our first song is one that we're singing throughout this season, and I think so appropriate for us in this time. Some of you may know the words, and if so, please do sing along. We're hoping that people can participate in this service from the comfort of their homes. But this song is called Jesus Walked This Lonesome Valley. Jesus walked this lonesome valley. Well, we did it wrong. Jesus walked, there we go, this lonesome valley. Okay. Oh, this is how it goes. Okay, this is these are the technical difficulties. Okay. Jesus walked. Morning, and just to remind us that we are in this season of Lent, and we are not having, though, to go this road alone, that Jesus does walk this road with us, and even though we are separated here in our own homes, we are here together, and the Spirit is here. The church is not the building, but the church is the people of God, and that we can gather and encourage each other in this time. And I'd like to lift up, and as we're thinking of our prayers and our concerns, I have a list of prayer concerns that I'd like to lift up as we have a time of worship. And of course, we're praying for the coronavirus pandemic here and around the world. We heard of the first death in Colorado, I think it was on Friday, and we've heard that the cases are increasing. And a lot of us, we don't have health problems ourselves, but we are trying to help to keep this contagion from spreading for those that are most vulnerable. And we know a lot of members of our church, and particularly our seniors, are vulnerable to this illness. I have a list of prayer concerns that I want to lift up from our congregation, including Jan, Jeannie, Linda, Beverly and her son, Brad, Jennifer Force and her father-in-law, Jennifer and her father-in-law. Nikki says no last names. Okay. The family of Darlene, Pat's sister, Gloria, Susie's father, Lee's daughter, Jim and Beth, and the loss of a friend. And of course, we think of many others. There's many prayer concerns that go unmentioned in our hearts. But one thing that I'd like to lift up as a praise is our friend Rachel, that Nikki and I have been praying for over these past many months. We got a report this weekend that she is cancer-free. So praise God.
Yes, praise God.
We are just so thankful. Our dear friend has gotten this good report. Hallelujah. But these are our prayer concerns, and of course, let us all remember our prayers in our hearts. And aren't we blessed that we can be part of a church family where we can strengthen and support each other? I want you all to please know, if you're watching out there, that the church is here for you, that if you have any needs, we have active young people in this church. If somebody needs to do any grocery shopping, anything like that, for any of our seniors or people whose health doesn't allow them to get out, we've got a good group of people. We're mobilized. We can be of help to you. So please don't hesitate to reach out. And that's what the church is here for in the time of need. So let's go to God in prayer, and let's pray for the needs of the church and the needs of our world. We'll begin with a brief moment of silence. God, we are so blessed, and here we are doing church in a different way. You know, this is going to be a new normal, I think, for many of us, at least for some weeks, but this may also represent a way that we can learn to connect when we're not in person, and some tools that we can learn for this season that we're in now and also for the days to come. So God, we thank you for technology. We thank you for connectedness. We thank you for ways that we can be the church outside of the building of the church. And God, we know that your Spirit is here and it is connecting us even across the miles, God, that we are connected even in the sound of our voice that's ringing out over the internet. God, we thank you that you've connected us and that you've drawn us together in the Spirit of your Son, Jesus Christ. And God, we pray for those that are on our hearts. We pray for those mentioned and unmentioned. We thank you for your healing power. God, we thank you that we found the courage to put our ceremony to the side and out of the cause of public health, out of our concern for the least of these, that we are doing the right thing by not holding public worship, but instead finding new and creative ways to be the church in these difficult times. And God, we offer just a space for us to unburden our hearts in this time. God, we pray that you may draw us together in the Spirit of your Son. God, help us just to have a pause, a moment, that we might reflect on your promises. And God, we are so thankful. And God, we give you all thanks and praise, and we thank you especially for your Son, Jesus Christ, and for his promise that we have no reason to fear, but that we can trust in you in all things. God, you are faithful to your promises. And God, we know that we are not a fearful people, but God, that we are trying to do the right thing, not out of fear, but out of our wisdom and out of the brains that you've given us to protect those that are the most vulnerable amongst us. God, help us to find our strength. Help us to use this season as a chance where we can become more connected, where we can use the tools that you've given us to reach out so that we can connect. And it doesn't require the building for us to be the church. God, we are so thankful. And God, we ask that you be with all of those, especially those who are isolated in this time, that those of our seniors who are fearful and who are not able to get out, who is too dangerous. God, help to strengthen those of us who are healthy so that we might make the right decisions and not bring anybody into danger. God, we pray for our public officials in this time of divisiveness, that we might come together and find common solutions to our problems. God, help us to put aside the division and realize that the priority is trying to keep everybody healthy in these times. And God, we just pray for a hurting world in this very fearful time, and the difficult economic situation that results from this, people who are worried about their jobs, about putting food on the table, about keeping their loved ones safe. God, just help us to find our strength in you and not in we ourselves. And God, we just pray for your church that this might be a season of revival for us, that we might find new ways to get connected, that we might remember what's most important in this life. God, we just pray all these things, and we pray even as your Son Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
We have two scripture lessons for this morning. The first comes from Joshua 1, chapter 9. Verse 9, sorry. And it says, I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you may go. And our second reading comes from 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
Amen. Well, we now have time for the message and the service. And this service has the standard components of music and prayer and scripture and communion and also a message. But today we've decided that the best way for us to give a message is for Nikki and I to have a conversation between us. And this is going to, take a little time where we go back and forth and we talk about what we've been feeling and experiencing in these times. And we lifted up two scriptures, one from the Old Testament and one from the New, where we talked about how God's promise is that we have no reason to fear, but instead that we're given a spirit of courage and of wisdom and of a sound mind. And so, as I said in my prayer, we are not sequestering ourselves out of fear, but rather we're doing this because we believe that it's most important to pay attention to those that are most vulnerable among us and to see what we can do to protect these from this contagion, which is so fast developing. But we're not here. We are not a fearful people. We have all courage. God has gotten us to this point, and we can trust that God will continue to get us to where we need to go. We've been through crisis and difficulties before. But we are making the decision to be here and to worship apart, separate in our homes. So, Nikki, I know that we've gone through this, that we first thought, well, we'll cancel everything but worship. But then as the news developed, we did make the decision on Friday to say that it would not be responsible from where we stand here in Denver, Colorado, to hold public worship. Let's talk about how we came to make that decision.
Well, I know for me personally, it's been a challenge because you think about, for one, you know, we have an 8-year-old, and 8-year-olds don't like to just be at home separated from friends. And we have a teenager who loves friends. I mean, these are the most important connections. And so isolating, we've had a lot of conversations in our house just about why is this important. And I remember when our son heard he'd have 3 weeks out of school, he said, well, great, I can't wait to get together with my friends. And we said, sorry, can't be doing that. That's part of this. And so I don't know if this is what you were wanting to talk about, but for me, I'm trying to wrap my head around kind of like at first, that first line of the prayer I read that said, could we not see this as a Sabbath? And for me, at first, I thought, oh, this is going to be awful. And then as I started to wrap my head around it, I started thinking, well, what if we instead looked at this as a time to reconnect with our family unit, and a time to, we're so busy, the world is so busy, going from practice and lessons and meetings and work and school, and we're busy. And now it's kind of like the world said, stop, slow down, take a breath. And it's kind of a time to reconnect, I think, to one another as a family, and really a time to reconnect with God. We don't have as many things to distract us, and so it's kind of a time to pray and to reconnect. That's what I'm thinking about.
Well, and that's what we've been saying here. I mean, actually, this has been about as busy a time as I can recall, because we're scrambling to try to get people connected, to try to get the tech tools together. But what Nikki and I have talked about is how, so long as nobody gets sick, and I always want to preface this with so long as nobody gets sick, because that really is our great concern. So long as nobody gets sick in our house, then maybe we can focus on turning to some of that backlog and that stuff that builds up. And maybe we can focus on attending to some of these priorities of communication. Mm-hmm. You know, I've enjoyed this this morning. I was up this morning and connected at 6:30 in the morning. We had a group on Zoom from outside the church. A dozen of us got together and had a spiritual meeting. And then I had a meeting with a few of us at 9 o'clock, a prayer meeting here for Central Christian Church. And these are new tools, tools that have been available. Zoom is a tool that's been available, but I've never used it before. And now we're using it, and I'm like, wow, how great. We can connect without having to drive half an hour to meet in the common place. But so long as nobody gets sick, I am really interested. I think this can be a chance where we can strengthen our communication and our connection one to another. For example, the elders all, you know, have taken this time to call. Each one, single member of our church, you know, should have gotten a phone call from an elder in these past couple of days.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. I think it's an opportunity, instead of going to the church, it's our opportunity now to be the church. And it's our time, our opportunity to reach out to our neighbors and to check on the most vulnerable, to check on our elderly neighbors or our neighbors we know that are going through cancer treatments or, you know, have a struggle with dialysis or, you know, already we're in a hard time. You know, this is our time. This is our time to be Christ's hands, feet in the world. And maybe, no, maybe we can't go door to door and knock on people's doors, but we all have phones. We can all make phone calls. We can all send cards. You know, we can go out on walks and smile at the people we pass. You know, it's the time to be the church. No, we can't be at church, but we can sure be the church. And I know for me, I'm kind of excited. I'm kind of excited for this time to get back to what's most important. And that's one another. It's not the busyness of life. It's caring for and being the church to one another.
Well, and you say that, and again, I'll say, you know, I preface it with so long as nobody gets sick. You know, that's the real question. And the other thing I think we do need to recognize is that we are very fortunate. You know, we have, you know, in our family in particular, our kids, all of a sudden they announced, was it Thursday, the kids are out of school for 3 weeks, you know, more than 3 weeks. And, you know, it makes me think, I've seen some things to say, well, think about those families for whom school is the only place mm-hmm. where they get a good meal. School is the only place where they get away from the strife in their household, right? And so, you know, we are very fortunate in our family that we are able to come together, and that we even have some reserve that this is not, you know, this is not going to break us. We're not going to lose our house over this. But we, you know, our heart reaches out to those that are having trouble. And I've even heard, and that's something that's encouraged me in the church, is, you know, some of the people in the church have stepped up and said, you know, let me know who's having trouble. Let me know how I can help. Mm-hmm. So I do think, you know, this is a part. We can step away from the building and those priorities for a while. And we can say, you know, what are the human needs? We're already doing that. We're already improving communication in the life of our church. And, you know, trying to make sure that everybody is connected. So, you know, I pray this can be an opportunity for us.
Mr. Rogers, who's one of my favorite heroes, he tells a story, and I won't do it justice, but he tells a story of his mom telling him when some tragedy happened, and he was saying to his mom, what do we do? And his mom said, look for the helpers. You know, there's always the helpers. And I've always remembered that, and I think now's our time to be those helpers. Now's our time to be Christ in the world. You know, now's our time to pray like we've never prayed before, and to love like we've never loved before, and to reach out like we've never reached out before, and to accept help like we've never accepted it, because that's the hard part. Sometimes the hard part is being the one to call and say, can you please help me? You know, I'm in a bad place. I feel really isolated. I feel really alone. My kids are driving me crazy. I don't know what to do. You know, this is a time for us to make those phone calls and to connect with one another, be it by Zoom or by phone or by FaceTime or by Facebook, however it is, so that we don't feel so isolated and alone. God called us to be in community, and now we're needing to come up with creative ways to be that community. But it's, I believe, more important now than ever, because we can really start to feel alone. So I think we're called to be those helpers, so that when people look out into the world in despair, they see us and they see Christ.
I mean, and that's what we're doing right now. You know, a lot of us are saying we're choosing to not go to church. We're choosing to not go to the store. You know, we're choosing to do this so that we can, you know, care for the least of these among us, the seniors, the sick, the ones that are vulnerable. So this very act of having worship from home and being able to connect, and you know, I know this is not you know, comfortable for everybody. I know this is different and change, but we're making a sacrifice for the greater good. You know, that's kind of what church is about. And you're talking about ways that we could help, creative ways. And Nikki told me that somebody in the neighborhood had taken one of those little free libraries, and they've taken the books out and they put toilet paper in it, you know, to say, you know, each one, you know, take one. And, you know, Nikki said she, you know, we have toilet paper, but she bought into the panic the other day. She was at Costco and there was a run on it. So she said, oh, I might as well get an extra pack. And, you know, I said, well, we've got a lot. And she said, well, maybe we can be a good neighbor, you know, with this, you know, maybe we'll be going out in the neighborhood and handing out, you know, toilet paper, as if that's the cure for all of our ills. But, you know, but also, you know, here we're sharing a message of encouragement. You know, can we keep calm? I think a lot of that, you know, those of us who have a faith perspective, you know, and we do know that, you know, God will not leave us where God finds us. And, you know, can we have a firm foundation? Can we be calm in a season of panic? Can that be an encouragement to others along the way? So, again, this is a chance for us to be the church and not to be so occupied with the building, and you know, we got a wonderful building and such, but it takes such a long lot of time and attention, and we're giving it the attention it deserves. But you know, interestingly, in this season, I've been more occupied with the human factor of the church than I have with the physical factor of the church. So, Nikki, we're going to kind of wrap up this conversation. We want to conclude with communion, but I want to give you, if you have anything else, I have one more thing I want to share, but. Right. You know,
I was just going to say, it is okay to be concerned, and it is okay in this season. We're speaking a lot of words of encouragement, but part of taking care of ourselves is also, you know, breaking down and crying in the shower, or, you know, eating too much chocolate one evening because you're overstressed, or, you know, it's okay. It's okay to be concerned, and that's why I say it's more important now that we reach out and ask for help when we start feeling isolated and alone. Or maybe we feel forgotten or afraid. You know, we need to reach out to one another, because when one of us is down, the rest of us are strong. And so that is the church. And so I'm speaking to myself as much as I'm speaking to everybody else of, let's stay connected and let's reach out to one another. And let's, you know, let's make God proud with how we go and be the church in the world.
Well, I think we are. You say make God proud, and I think already, you know, by us doing what we're doing today, by us making every effort to connect, but also to do this social distancing thing, you know, I think we are making personal sacrifices on behalf of others, and I do think that's what the church is about. And I want to conclude by just sharing one thing that, of all the things I've read, and we read a lot of things now, you know, on social media about these things, but this one really caught my attention. And as we close, you know, because we're talking about things being canceled, but I love this. It said, breaking, getting outdoors is not canceled. Music, not canceled. Family, not canceled. Reading, not canceled. Singing, not canceled. Laughing, not canceled. Hope, not canceled. Let's embrace what we have. And I just thought that was great. And that's what we're doing. You know, seize the day. You know, hallelujah. You know, we are. We're trying to embrace what we have. And I think, you know, again, I pray nobody gets sick. But I also pray that in this time that we can find a strength of the church and a way that we can connect to one another in ways that we never have before. So thanks be to God. Amen. And thanks for tuning in and listening to our message today. And we're going to conclude our service with a service of communion. But in response to this message today, why don't we sing a song that I pray a lot of us, I've chosen a couple songs that I think maybe people know some words. So we're also going to sing as we close and transition into communion this song, Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. And, you know, Nikki had made mention to say, as we're getting started, just remember there's so many ways to connect online. You know, check the email and see, you know, how we can connect, how we can give, how we can connect to small groups, how we can connect to worship, to fellowship, to community. And now let's listen. The message is in this song, the message, Amazing Grace. Amazing grace, how sweet. I'm going to do it again. I did it again. I guess this is the fun of the casual service where it goes like this. Amazing grace, Amazing Grace. And my guitar is a little janky this time, but you know, we'll get through this. If that's the worst of what we got to get through, then you know, we're going to do all right. But we've come now to the time of communion, and I'm going to give this over to Nikki, and we've got some special music for communion, and we're inviting everybody, you know, if you need to take just a minute, you know, we've invited everybody to have their elements. We're using hamburger bun and orange juice, you know, but that's what in our tradition we can do communion however we like. But let's share communion together as the closing act of this service of worship.
I'm not sure about you, but this is the first time I've done communion this way, and definitely the first time I've welcomed people to the table this way. But we come to the table not because we must, but we come to the table because we may. We come to the table because we have been loved and are loved and will forever be loved. And no, this isn't the communion table we typically talk about on Sunday morning, but it is the communion table. It is the body of our Christ. We have the bread, we have the cup, and we have the light of God. And at this table is where we come to find peace. It's where we come when life feels uncertain and we don't have the answers. It's where we are reminded that Jesus and God understand pain and suffering. They understand loss and being scared. And yet they also know grace and forgiveness and peace. And we come to this table, though we are separated by miles and states, possibly, we are united in the love of Jesus Christ. And we are united through the bread and the cup. We are united at our table. And we join not only with one another in our own little homes this morning, but we join with Christians around the world, and we join with the saints who have gone before and the saints yet to come. So as we take this bread and this cup today, may we feel united in God. May we feel the love of one another through the airways of the internet. And may we know that we have comfort, that we need not be afraid, and that no matter how isolated we feel, we are never, ever, never, ever, never, ever alone. For God is with us in our fear, in our times of celebration, in our times of isolation, in our times of being together. God is here. So let us now take of the bread and the cup, and may we feel the love of God and the love of one another.
And I'm going to invite our son Ezekiel to begin by playing his meditative music as we hold our words of institution. Let's get our elements together and let's all together share in this sacred meal. Ezekiel. Scripture teaches how, on the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he first took the bread, and after giving thanks, he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body broken for you." Then likewise, the Scripture teaches how Jesus took the cup, shared it with the disciples, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for the forgiveness of sin. Take this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God this day and always. Amen." Nikki, this is the body of Christ broken for you.
Amen.
Nikki, the cup of new life shed for you. Sister in Christ, the body of Christ broken for you.
the cup of new life shed for you. Thanks be to God this day and always. Amen.
Well, amen, and we've now shared service together, and we so appreciate you all. Oh, crap. Back, okay. You're still waiting for us. Please come back. That was, we're back, but that was our mistake, trying to figure this out. I touched something on the phone that was recording it, and but in any case, thank you so much for joining us for this special time of worship, and Ezekiel's going to finish out with some special music as we close with our benediction, but Nikki has something else she wants to share.
Just before we close, I wanted to remind everyone that although we are not in the church building is still with needs, and so please don't forget you can give online at Givelify, or you can mail a check into the church office. We still give our blessings and abundance and gratitude to God. And so I just wanted to remind you there are still ways to give during this time.
Amen. Well, we'll close out with the benediction. So glad that we could all join together. And here we are. It's not even 10:45, so we're getting out early today. But I'll lead out with the benediction, and then Ezekiel has some music he's going to share with us as we close. Thank you so much for joining us. Notice to check your email, and there's some places to connect through Zoom meetings this week, Bible studies, prayer meetings such as that, and we will be in touch. In any case, I'm watching people chime in. Even now, it's so funny to watch people viewing this live and chiming in on the screen, and we're going to have some fun with this technology, but everybody out there, we'll have the benediction as we close, and don't forget to wash your hands, okay? And now may the love of God, the peace of Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all through Jesus Christ, our Lord, this day and always. Amen.